What's My Motivation? By Obstinatrix. Read by X-Man-Hater. It only takes 6 tequila shooters apiece for them to realize that, obviously, Ruby is a lesbian. The Sam thing is a front. Ruby's nothing if not dedicated, willing to go to any lengths to further her cause. And it isn't like there's not a professional thrill to be found in betting the boy king, all 6½ lithe, well-meaning feet of him. The Sam thing is perfectly in character. It's just that, when she's on her own time, what Ruby prefers is this. Warm curves under her palms, smooth skin against hers when she licks her way into a kiss. Jen sees it so clearly now, on her back in Katie's soon-to-be-vacated trailer with Katie leaning over her, the folds of her dress rucked up around her waist. Katie's all ivory and gold, her long thighs warm under Jen's investigatory hands, and Ruby would be stupid not to want this, not to want Katie. She's naked under her dress, panties kicked away somewhere around the third dare, and Jen can smell the earthy scent of her cunt, caught a glimpse of its slickness by the overhead light when she threw one long leg over Jen's body. Jen wants to taste her, the base of her jaw aching with the craving, and obviously a girl like Ruby, who knows what she wants and goes for it, would be between her legs by now. Jen doesn't quite have the swing of Ruby yet, but she's getting there. Katie's nipping a hot line of kisses, all teeth and tongue, up towards Jen's ear when Jen lets her palm drift upward, sliding up the inside of Katie's thigh until her thumb brushes her outer labia. Katie stiffens above her, catching her breath, and the sound is emboldening. Jen bites her lip on a slow roll of heat and draws 2 fingers up over her pussy, gently, waiting for it to open for her, pull her into its slickness. "Ooh," Katie breathes against the side of Jen's throat. She shifts a little, rubbing herself wetly against Jen's questing fingers, and fuck, there she is, hot slick swimming as Jen sinks into her. "God, you're wet," Jen breathes, almost reverently. She doesn't mean to, but she's reached that stage of drunkenness where her mind and her mouth have achieved some level of disconnect and stuff just comes out. Her fingers work a little lower, find the entrance to Katie's cunt, and push smoothly into it, 2 at once. Katie full-on moans above her, presses into the touch, and Jen whimpers. Her own dress is sticking to her back, damp at the base of her spine. She wants, with a sudden visceral wanting, to be naked, the shitty aircon licking over the hottest parts of her body, peeking her nipples and caressing her where she's wet, down between her legs. She fucks her fingers deeper, draws them out and circles the wetness around Katie's clit, and Katie moans again, bites down on Jen's neck to muffle it. "Fuck," Jen groans, bucking her hips up, but there's nothing to fuck against, not with Katie's back arched, cat-like, and her cunt wet against Jen's hand. She shifts on the couch, uncomfortable. "Fuck, Katie, wanna suck you." She wouldn't normally be so forthright, but again, drunk, stuff just comes out. And maybe she can pretend some of its character bleed and be proud of herself. Katie, quite evidently, doesn't give a fuck how forthright she is or why. She hisses through her teeth, bucks down against Jen's hand. "Jesus Christ," she says, voice breaking with it. "Yeah, yeah." When she sits back on her haunches, Jen feels her absence viscerally, but she feels the clinging heat of her dress more, now that Katie's own body heat is out of the equation. She squirms on the couch, unzips and tugs, and then the dress is on the floor and she's naked to the waist, grateful that a bra just wouldn't fit under the fucking thing. "Oh God," Katie says, pausing in the act of moving forward again. Jen feels her stomach dip hotly, arousal, and something like pride making her clit swell, making her slick. Katie's staring down at her with unabashed admiration, both hands sliding up her stomach, cradling her breasts, and Jen arches her back a little, whimpers as Katie's hands brush the nubs of her nipples. Katie seems to remember herself after a minute, starts knee-walking up Jen's body slowly, and Jen presses her thighs together against the rush of heat in her groin, feels her panties getting wet. God, she wants this. It's been too fucking long, and Katie's so beautiful. The long line of her body near blinding to look up at, her pussy pink and wet as she shifts to straddle Jen's face. God, Jen whimpers, cranes her head upward to look at the slit, hands sliding up the back of Katie's thighs to grip her ass and pull her closer. Katie's hips stutter forward involuntarily, and she leans over Jen's hand to grip the arm of the couch. Oh my God, she breathes. Shit, Jen, oh my God. Jen would have said something, but then Katie's pushing down against her face and she doesn't actually want to waste her energy talking after that, even if she could. Katie's so wet, tastes so fucking good, and Jen licks her all over, looks up between her folds, finds the blazing heat of her cunt and fucks her tongue into it in short, stabbing little pushes. Above her, Katie moans, rolls her hips, and Jen only grips her harder, pulls her closer, licks a wet line up from cunt to clit, and then sucks there, first wide, and then direct until she hears Katie cry out. She'd normally take more time than this, maybe, but they're both drunk and desperate, and Katie's already shifting over her, grinding down against Jen's face like she's forgotten it isn't polite. Jen doesn't care, doesn't give a fuck about politeness when she's got all this under her mouth, the hard, swollen nub of Katie's clit and her cunt grasping around Jen's fingers when she works them back in, fucking up shallowly. Shit, Katie keens, fucking keens. Shit, Jen. Her pelvis moves in frenetic figures of eight against Jen's face, smearing her slickness everywhere, and it's exactly what Jen wanted, exactly what Ruby would want, Jen knows already. She moans a little, the vibrations going right to Katie's clit, and crooks her fingers upward as she flicks her tongue and sucks, fucks up deep. Katie's been close since before this started, and it doesn't take much before she starts to shudder, her thighs going tight around Jen's head as Jen nuzzles her, groaning around her clit. Her cunt moves rhythmically around Jen's fingers as she comes, crying out something wordless as she fucks down against Jen's face, and her wetness is everywhere, everywhere, all over Jen's face, smearing over her chin. She's going to be smelling it for hours, she thinks to herself as Katie finally jerks away, clit suddenly far too sensitive to be touched. The thought makes Jen moan, one hand sneaking down between her legs, shoving into her panties to find her own clit. She's panting, shifting, before Katie pulls herself together enough to press a hand down over hers, shove it aside. Let me, she murmurs, two fingers finding Jen's clit and drawing little circles, and Jen can only moan and let her head fall back, hips jerking up against Katie's clever fingers. She's done this before, Jen already knows, but something about the way she works is so unerring that Jen almost wonders if she's done Jen before and they both somehow managed to forget. God, it's good, or maybe they're both just drunk and hot and want this too much, but suddenly she's right there on the edge of the abyss and Katie's taking her over, dipping into her cunt and then shifting up to circle her clit, direct and hard and perfect. Fuck, Jen groans out. Fuck, Jesus. And then she's coming, clutching at Katie's arms, at her breasts under the dress, writhing against the beat-up old couch underneath them. Katie, as if from a great distance, laughs pleasedly, and then looms suddenly close to press a kiss to Jen's mouth. There's something particularly awesome about post-coital kisses, the way mouths cling slackly and tongues move all lazy, and Jen lets herself get lost in this one, her clean hand weaving into Katie's hair. By the time they're done, they both stop shaking, but Katie still looks debauched, hot and half-dressed and undone. Demonic. Katie smiles at her slow. Then she says, almost like she knew what Jen was thinking. So, that's our character motivation. Yeah? Jen agrees, languid and warm, body still buzzing from the endorphin rush. Fuck yeah. Obviously, Ruby is a lesbian. Obviously. The end.